Trevor Dopalaga this morning, your news talk and information station. Catherine and Gracie join us as we talk Opelika Chamber of Commerce. Y'all are very bright today.
You know,
I love it.
We had to bring the colors this Monday.
Y'all did.
Bright and happy.
See, all the management here, you saw Steve come in, you know, grays and blacks and stuff like that. Like, you guys come in like bright colors, like summery colors.
It's a summer Monday.
Yeah,
it's a summer Monday.
Exactly. Gracie, congratulations on the new job and being, this is your first time being in here. She's from Haleyville, Alabama, which I spent a lot of time in the late 90s. I was dating myself just a minute ago because I'm so old, she doesn't even know who my friends are that I hung out with and played golf with there. But that's fine. As now you're in the role of, before we get into the stuff, because she said ribbon cuttings, you've now put her, Catherine, you put her in charge of the Facebook Live stuff, right?
I have, yes.
Why is that? Is because you didn't want to do it?
Well,
let's just be honest.
Let's not say that. Allie might be listening. No, I'm just kidding. I did like doing it, but Gracie, she's way better at it than me. So now that I've seen that, I'm got it, girl. This is for you. She's been killing it.
The Food Truck Friday stuff is what you've been doing?
Yes. So that's probably the real reason why I'm not better at it than Catherine. But I now make the Food Truck Friday lineup, all the maps and that kind of stuff. So it's just kind of easier when you've looked at it all week to then get on there and talk about
How hectic is that, by the way?
Yeah, it's pretty hectic.
I mean, it's like a downtown party once a month on a Friday. And it's always well attended. We've talked about this numerous times. When this thing first kicked off, I don't know how long this has been going. How long has Food Truck Friday
been going on? Over a year now.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, when it first kicked off, like, you had people going, well, we don't, the brick and mortar buildings, we don't want to hurt them. And it turns out, like, sometimes they even ran out of food because they bring so many people. And then some people get down there and they're like, I mean, I came for Food Truck Friday, but now I'm feeling like I want this. And so they end up going inside and getting something else. And so, and then they come out and get like a dessert truck instead or something of that nature. So, I mean, it really has turned into like a big old party on a Friday night.
That's the nice thing about it. A lot of our brick and mortar stores stay open late for Food Truck Friday. So, you know, while people are eating, they like to shop around and go in store. So I think that it brings more business to downtown as a whole, which is great.
Well, I've gotten you off script. We got to cover ribbon cuttings because Catherine said that's what you're supposed to do. So I'm going to let you take off and you do it from
here on out. Yes. So we do have a few ribbon cuttings coming up that we're super excited about. We have Mr. Mori Hibachi Express Food Truck, which is actually one of our Food Truck Friday regulars. His ribbon cutting is August 17th at 11:30 a.m. And that is at 1300 McCoy Street in Opelika. Then on August 25th, we have Davis, Bingham, Hudson, and Buckner, Attorneys at Law Ribbon Cutting. That one is at 11 a.m. at 724 North Dean Road.
You know where that is?
I think that's where
right
we are
here.
Right now.
That's right there.
I was like, wait, this address feels familiar. Yeah, okay, so right where we are.
You're in Suite 300. I don't know what
they're in Suite 100.
They're in Suite 100. Yeah. The dentist's office is in Suite 200. Ain't but three of us back here.
Yeah.
So, you drove right through their parking lot.
As I was reading that, I was like, okay, that feels
when you were reading it, I was sitting there going, I wonder if she knows she drove right by it on the way in this morning.
Yes.
Right by it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I
Y'all
love that.
Y'all are neighbors.
It's quote, unquote, the old Chicken Salad Chick corporate headquarters.
Okay.
That's where they moved into.
Cool.
And completely, like, redesigned. It looks the same on the outside, but on the inside, now it looks like a law office instead of, there's not a corporate kitchen in the back that everybody has to learn at. So, it's very cool. That's probably why they're doing the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, that is super neat. And then on September 1st, we have Grandma Val's Lemonade and More Ribbon Cutting, another Food Truck Friday regular.
That's on Highway 14. I drive right by that every day on the way home.
All yellow.
Yes.
We're very excited for her.
And even though it's called Grandma Val's Lemonade, they got way more, like a whole lot of other stuff that you can get when you go by there. So probably not the place to go right now when it's 96 degrees because the outside seating, she does suggest you get it and go take it home. But man, when the fall rolls around, they've got picnic tables set up outside with umbrellas and all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very neat.
It's awesome.
See? shameless plug that I'm giving Grandma Val.
Yes. She's expanding.
Yes.
We're so excited for her.
I know. Yep. We really are. And that's actually on my birthday.
Is she done? Is it your turn now?
I think so. Yeah. She did an awesome job. Is this really your first time on the radio, Gracie? Come on now. So another awesome event that we have coming up is also on August 17th. It's at Rock and Roll Pinball, and it's a business after hours from 5 to 7. So Rock and Roll Pinball is in downtown Opelika, and we're going to have some live music, food, drinks, karaoke, a pinball game tournament, some awesome prizes, and more. So
Donnie, across the way on Wings 94.3, he used to play there a lot.
Really?
And then their band broke up.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it broke up because the lead singer moved off. And so they didn't have anybody else to fill that void. So if you're a lead singer and you're looking for a band, especially somebody that specializes in like 80s and 90s rock and roll cover stuff, talk to Donnie across the way. They're needing somebody. You got all the players around you. You got drummer, acoustic, electric, all that kind of stuff. They just need somebody with a voice. Yeah. So if you're looking to do that, Donnie will hook you up, and then you can go back and play it, Rock and Roll Pinball. Can I take a break before we go further?
Yep, sounds
good. All right. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station as we talk Opelika Chamber of Commerce.
This is Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor. News Talk.
WKNI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Where are we going next, ladies? We're talking Opelika Chamber of Commerce. What's next?
Well, now we can continue our Food Truck Friday conversation because we actually have one this Friday, August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
It's always from 5 to 11 p.m. in downtown Opelika. We will have trucks along North Railroad and First Avenue, along with live music. This week is the Brokers Band. They're awesome, so that's very exciting. And we'll have seating in the grassy lot on North Railroad. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to have everyone out. I think we have about 20-ish trucks this week, so a lot of options for everyone.
So that's this Friday?
Yes, Friday.
So it's 18. Already, because it's once a month, isn't that right? Or is it twice a month?
Well, sometimes it's first and third Friday.
Okay,
so
I got
that's
you.
How it is this month. We had one on the 4th, and then we have one this Friday, and then sometimes it's once a month. So
we
try to pay attention to holidays and when people will be in town and when they'll not be in town. So
I got you.
Yeah. And then also another event that we have is Connect Over Coffee on August 30th. So that'll be from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at La Quinta Inn and Suites in Opelika.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically just a good opportunity for people to come before work and meet each other, network, have some coffee and some breakfast, and get their day kicked off.
Usually one of our salespeople goes to that. Have y'all met New John yet?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
The new sales guy?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
I say New John. I think he's been with us like 5 months. We still call him New John, though. That's his nickname.
He's the newest.
Well,
John.
I told him, I said, it doesn't matter if you work here 5 years. You're always going to be, everybody that starts working here gets a nickname. And for some reason, because John Bodiford also helps us out and does consultant work and sales work. So he's Old John, even though he doesn't like that name. And then this is New John. And so I was like, even if you're here for like 5 years, we're still going to call you New John. So you just better get used to it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll have to look for him.
New John will probably be there at the end of the month to do Connect Over. I don't know if he's a coffee drinker or not. All the salespeople are in here while I'm still in the air when they're here on time. And so especially now the school started back and they got to take kids and stuff. Now they're here on time.
Right.
The summer, a little different, just going to be honest with you. I'm curious if New John's a coffee drinker or not. So he may or may not be there. If he drinks it like
we'll
y'all drink y'all's,
juice.
Y'all's is like milk that you brought in here this morning with a splash of coffee.
Yes.
Although Catherine, yours is a little darker.
Mine's a little bit darker.
Yeah.
But you
said that's the way y'all like it.
We do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what else do we have?
So we also have our Travel with the Chamber. You know, we do have trips with the Chamber.
Right. Yeah.
So our next trip is going to be to Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 9 days in Tuscany. So that is taking place next October. So it's going to be October 11th through the 19th. So very excited about that. They are going to Going to cities like Venice, Florence, Siena, Cinque Terre, and more. So, I mean, it's going to be an amazing trip of a lifetime. Our staff is like all wanting to go. So,
I need to talk to Steve and see if there's a way we can work out where, for research reasons, I'm able to make a trip like that.
There you go. That's a good reason to go. Do some market research.
But even though it's not until next, you said October, is that right?
Yes. So it's next October.
But do they need to register now or start to register, or how do they do that?
Yes. So we have that on our website, opelikachamber.com. It has all the information under the Travel with the Chamber tab. So they can just click on that and then go into the Tuscany trip to learn more. The price is starting at $3,499 per person, but that's with air and taxes. And then that includes round trip airfare and then an optional Rome post tour. So if they wanted to continue on the trip and go into Rome, they could do that as well. So
very cool stuff. Yes. You do that through the chamber. Go to the chamber's website in order to do that. I got to take one last break and then we come back. We'll talk. Aren't we talking like new members and stuff like that? Or,
yes.
Okay. I got you. See, I'm getting used to this whole thing. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station talking Opelika Chamber.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Got about 3 minutes left, ladies. We talk Opelika Chamber of Commerce, and we need to get into new members.
Yes. I just wanted to give a shout out to all of our new members that joined last month, and then we've had a couple join this month already. So just wanted to welcome them officially to the chamber. So first we have Above and Beyond Catering and Amber Bellflower, who's a realtor for Berkshire Hathaway. Then we have Bubbles and Brews out of Columbus, Georgia. They're a kind of like a mobile bar cart, so we're excited to have them. Debbie Dean, she is a realtor for the Key Real Estate Company. And then Dink and Volley Pickleball, they are actually a local pickleball boutique that is going to be opening in September in Opelika, so very excited about them.
You just broke that news. Do you know that's been kept like super quiet?
Well, they're ready for us to announce it, so here we are. Deidre and Ed, if you're listening,
I said you just broke the news. Like they told us, but I was told by certain people. I'm not going to say who. Not to say who they were.
I think I know who.
No, it was multiple people. So you'd have to, like, it is multiple people told me you can't say it yet. But they are going to be new members.
They are. And we're very, very excited about them. So they will have men's and women's apparel, home goods, accessories, all the gear that you need, pickleball related. So, I know that the pickleball fans out there are going to really, really love to have them here local in Opelika. You know, pickleball, capital of the world. So very excited about that. And then we have Emmanuel Episcopal Church, Jones Home Improvement, Crimson Style Barbecue, which is actually one of our new food trucks that will be on the lineup this Friday.
Okay.
And then Lily Jane Boutique over in Auburn. We're very excited to have them. Max Air Mechanical, Mr. Mori Hibachi Express Food Truck. We will be having their ribbon cutting soon, as Gracie mentioned. And then Natural Resource Consulting, Opelika Rage Room. They are getting ready to open. So Opelika Rage Room is a place you can, you know, maybe take your team and get some pent-up stress out. They're going to have people kind of bring in all sorts of things like printers, computers, I don't even know, all kinds of things that That's you can awesome. Basically break safely. So, if you want to take your team there and get some stress out, you can do that. And then Our Home Pharmacy, they're over in Moores Mill, so we're excited to have them on board. They've been around for a long time, but they have that beautiful new location over there in Moores Mill. So, and then Simply Media, they're a local media company that's willing to help you with anything, you know, video related, photography, anything like that. So they're new to the area, so we're very happy to have them on board. And then War Room Christian Counseling and Coaching, they're a faith-based kind of support counseling group over in Opelika, and so we're excited to have them on board. They just recently joined. And then Level One Bar and Lounge, and then Penrose Management Company, they actually have kind of a group of houses over in West Point, Georgia that they're looking for us to kind of start promoting. So happy to have them. But yeah, just wanted to give all of our new members a shout out and officially welcome them to the chamber.
Awesome. How do they find you guys?
OpelikaChamber.com, or they can give us a call at 334-745-4861.
Do you know all that stuff yet?
I know the website. I'm impressed by the phone number. I'm impressed.
Auburn Opelika this morning. Gracie did great.
I know.
Thank you.
Yay.
Go Thanks Gracie. For having me.
You guys have a great Monday. We'll see y'all on Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you.